September 8, trust in time of trial. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. The Christian's hope does not rest upon the sandy foundation of feeling. Those who act from principle will behold the glory of God beyond the shadows and rest upon the sure word of promise. They will not be deterred from honoring God, however dark the way may seem. Adversity and trial will only give them an opportunity to show the sincerity of their faith and love. When depression settles upon the soul, it is no evidence that God has changed. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. You are sure of the favor of God when you are sensible to the beams of the Son of Righteousness. But if the clouds sweep over your soul, you must not feel that you are forsaken. Your faith must pierce the gloom. The riches of the grace of Christ must be kept before the mind. Treasure up the lessons that his love provides. Let your faith be like Job's, that you may declare, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Job 13:15. Lay hold on the promises of your heavenly Father and remember his former dealing with you and with his servants. For all things work together for good to them that love God. The most trying experiences in the Christian's life may be the most blessed. The special providences of the dark hours may encourage the soul in future attacks of Satan and equip the servant of God to stand in fiery trials. The trial of your faith is more precious than gold. You must have that abiding confidence in God that is not disturbed by the temptations and arguments of the deceiver. Take the Lord at his word. It is faith that familiarizes the soul with the existence and presence of God. And when we live with an eye single to his glory, we discern more and more the beauty of his character. Our souls become strong in spiritual power, for we are breathing the atmosphere of heaven and realizing that God is at our right hand. We should live as in the presence of the Infinite One.